All right. I got a list of questions here, but I would like to open it up for you guys just to comment on what you saw and what you heard. Shauna kind of broke the ice there. It's holy cow.
He's talking about a costly government and people who, you know, more and more people don't want to work. And I was just like, sounds like this.
The as apathy sets in, as we don't care, he talked about the blatantness of our art. He referred to the music as bombastic at the time. Second verse. Why does a society and a culture, I mean, we know that an individual needs a firm foundation. Why does society and culture need a firm foundation also? I mean, you seem to indicate that, okay, building on just the people and the strength of the people, that didn't work. So we're going to set up gods, that didn't work. We're going to make the ruler God, that didn't work either. Why do cultures and societies need a firm foundation also?
Shaken to the core, essentially, and you won't know what to do because you'll have some people want to do this, some people want to do this, some people want to do this.
Absolute truth by which to make your decisions apply.
Yeah.
And so then how do you decide what you're going to...
Isn't that interesting, too, about totalitarian governments? Not the one thing a totalitarian government cannot tolerate is somebody who has some objective truth by which to assess that totalitarian government.
Yeah, I like that statement. That's going on Facebook somewhere.
That's kind of like what Pol Pot, like,
yeah.
I don't know how true, like, that was one of the first people he started to round up and eradicate were, you know, the teachers and professors and people that would give them, you know, that would... You know,
objective.
Yeah. Rome didn't care who you worshipped. You can do it. You can, as long as you're worshiping our God too, as long as you worship the emperor too, because you are not assessing us. Who are you to judge us? And do you see a parallel today where in our culture anything goes except you, if you have an absolute truth to say this is correct and proper and right. This is improper. I mean, even if you were to suggest, you know, I don't know that I would watch that.
What's wrong with you?
Man, you want to...
You're judging. You're judging me because I would watch it.
Yeah, it's funny listening to Shauna every once in a while that when she goes out, you know, when she would go out with her friends, she doesn't drink. Not because she has, like, you know, she's... saying anything to anybody
else.
My own
personal conviction.
It's
her own.
But,
people
are like, you know.
They immediately go,
she's judging.
Can't
you feel judged? So
judged. I'm like, who's going to drive you home?
Right. You're welcome.
You want to pay for a cab or you want me to do it?
who's going to drive you home? Yeah, that's me.
You're welcome.
The thing is just quote riddled.
Yes.
Self-interest took the place of social interest.
I feel like we should have like a podcast that just takes over every station and all. You should have to watch us and be like, do you see?
And at the same time, the contrast was the Christians were dealing with social issues. Dealing with people as a whole and not individuals. You know, they were saying, okay, individually you come to Christ, but once you do that, then we're a brotherhood, we're a family. And that was going counterculture to what was going on in Rome. Good stuff.
Intellectual life was abandoned for
the social life.
Intellectual life. Okay. Can anybody in this room speak more than one language besides Arnaldo?
I got my own.
Speak a little bit of Klingon.
Piglet.
I was going to say that's a sub culture.
You know, that this is not normal.
No.
This is not normal. I mean, this ugly American monolingualism, that's us. But that our predecessors, our founding fathers, and not just our really brainiac founding fathers, people learned Latin and Greek because those were the languages of our laws going back. You know, do you want to understand the Bible in Latin and Greek? Do you want to understand the classic Greek writings? And, you know, I at 53 have been way convicted here of late, just of my...
I really do think, too, a lot of it is just that American privilege that I think everybody feels like, well, you know, we live in America, everybody should speak English, we shouldn't have to learn another language, and even people who go to other countries, you know, they expect, sadly, that when they get there, somebody's going to know how to speak English, and that's because everybody else is more educated than we are. You know, Yana showed up, she spoke fluent German, fluent English, like, I mean, almost perfect mm-hmm. English when she got here, mm-hmm. and Spanish. And she also she can't speak Latin, but she could understand it because they learned it in school.
Yeah.
I mean, that was standard. She almost started learning Latin when she was in kindergarten. Americans are losing.
Well, I'm reading C.S. Lewis's Surprised by Joy, and he learned Greek because his teacher started reading Greek to him one day. And they were going to read the Aeneid in Greek. And he would be challenged to, you know, here's your lexicon, go figure out what we just read about. And so, you know, for the first week or two, it's like... And pretty soon it's like, oh, yeah, okay. But when you're challenged to do that, you will do that. But we're not challenged. Intellectual life abandoned for the social life. At what cost? Goes back to our discussion last week of, you know, our teens, and really, as it has touched all of us, our inability to speak, our inability to argue, our inability to consider all of the concepts that form an issue, to be able to argue that issue in the public realm. You know, if it doesn't fit on a meme on Facebook, I don't get it.
I had a facepalm moment. I used the word dissonance in a conversation, and four people looked at me like, what? What did you? And I was just like, no, this is awful. Really? It's so sad.
Yeah, we had to explain to Madeline last night what the word procrastinate means. Because she heard that we were watching a movie, and then that word came up, and she's like, what does that word mean? And it's like, just to...
Dictionary.
What's this, a dictionary?
What is this? Yeah.
Dictionary.com.
Cultures and freedoms are fragile. Cultures and freedoms are fragile. Why?
Does it require work?
What?
Sacrifice.
Why have we become so thirsty for what we've become thirsty for in our country?
I mean, some people are thirsty for justice, some people are thirsty for pleasure.
I'm thinking, you know, our culture. You look at our culture, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys. You look at what is pervasive in our culture. Why are we thirsty for that?
Because it's all we get.
Because it's all about us.
It's our desire to worship something that gives us something to worship.
What did you say?
Greed and selfishness.
How did this come about?
Because we have to have something to worship, and so we could just put ourselves there, you know. And eventually, it's not going to just be about yourself. There's going to be some sort of hierarchy of, you know, this person is better and this person is better, and so then we look towards entertainment and things like the Grammys and the Oscars, and we need that, you know, something to strive to be like.
But what happened to what happened to our boundaries? What happened to the boundaries that we had? There was back in the day watching Dick Van Dyke with my daughters at home, where Rob and Laura are in separate beds. My grandma and grandpa had separate beds, but not Rob and Laura. I mean, good grief, they're still in their 20s, 30s maybe at that time.
And that was a cultural move, or at least there's a cultural understanding that these two people are actors and they will not be seen by the public as joined.
Okay.
So they were being restricted by the powers that be.
CBS.
Or they had some moral restraint.
You know, it's interesting that CBS went from the Dick Van Dyke Show to All in the Family in the 70s and Maude, again, where the culture began to abandon its foundation and push off into self. Rather than show restraint for itself, rather than create entertainment that is entertaining but is not an assault on your heart, soul, and mind, there is difficult. It is difficult. It is easy to go for the quick jab or the sexual entendre, the toilet humor out there. With man less inclined to work, Schaefer mentioned, what is a consequence if man is not going to work? What is going to happen? The state will take over. The state will take over, and that is where we find ourselves today. More and more the state is going, well, we'll take care of that then. Well, we'll take care of that then, because we are abdicating our responsibility in those areas. And because the state is taking over more and more, here you stand, or sit in this case, with before you the Word of God that stands objectively opposed to this. And this,
when you say it stands objectively, do you objectively oppose to man not working or to the state taking over? Because, you know, I mean, well, because there's a lot of, in, you know, it's a You don't see a lot in the Bible where it's one person, the state, is in charge. Throughout the Bible, those things.
God does not, amongst men, dictate the form of government that will be. What he does state plainly is that those who are in authority are appointed by him.
Yeah.
It is interesting that in our government is you. Unless you don't want to do it, then the state will take over, and that is what we are seeing. And so we stand apart from the government with a rule or a canon, a standard with which to judge the government and say it is acting properly or it is acting improperly, and it is not going to tolerate you saying it is acting improperly. To see essentially the comparison of the Roman Empire and where America is today, I thought was chilling. Any questions? Any other comments on the video? Next week he's going to look into the Dark Ages. And we all have our preconceptions of the Dark Ages and knights and King Arthur and such. So, you know, think about the Dark Ages, and I think you'll be surprised at the video. You can actually watch it, as I mentioned, online if you want to go ahead and check it out. We'll watch it next week together. All right, that's it. You're dismissed.